This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Attorney Ben Crump is working with Sonia Massey's family on state legislation aimed at reforming the way law enforcement officers are hired. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports it would be called the Sonia Massey Bill. The bill would require agencies to report their officers' minor infractions, like DUIs and verbal harassment, to a state database. Currently, only an officer's felony and high-level misdemeanor convictions are reported. It would also require that officers wait a few weeks for a thorough background check to be completed before transitioning to a new agency. Crump says his team is meeting with local lawmakers, and he hopes to bring these ideas to Vice President Kamala Harris during the Democratic National Convention next week. And speaking of the DNC, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson will have their moment in the spotlight during next week's Democratic National Convention. The Sun-Times reports Pritzker will give a primetime address Tuesday night. It's the same night former President Barack Obama will speak. It's unknown when Johnson's address will happen, but he's been confirmed along with Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, as well as U.S. Representative Lauren Underwood. My colleague Alex Degman spent some time at the Illinois State Fair, and he found that Illinois Democrats are using new enthusiasm for Kamala Harris to get people excited about the rest of the ticket.
Illinois Democrats, are you ready for the fight?
Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his standard call to action to an uproarious crowd of Democrats gathered before the annual Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says people should get as excited about local races as they are about Kamala Harris.
The top of the ticket, of course, helps the bottom of the ticket, but it doesn't help you when most issues are local and you don't vote for your local elected officials.
State Representative Jay Hoffman, who lives near St. Louis, thinks the Harris-Walz ticket will push more Democrats to vote in southern Illinois.
She, coming off the convention, is going to even raise the enthusiasm level even higher.
Republicans have their day at the state fair today.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to replace the head of public schools amid tense contract negotiations is prompting swift pushback from some in the city council. Two sources confirmed to WBEZ and the Sun-Times that Johnson's administration is laying the groundwork to fire Pedro Martinez. Martinez was appointed by former Mayor Lori Lightfoot in 2021. Alderman Gilbert Villegas of the 36th Ward says the timing of the move, which hasn't been finalized, is cause for concern.
To get rid of him because he's not agreeing 100% in lockstep with CTU and the mayor, I think that sends the wrong message.
Villegas is also concerned about Latino representation. He says Martinez's replacement should be Hispanic, given that 47% of students in the district are. Chicago Transit riders today may notice something striking. 8 train cars wrapped in vibrant murals by emerging artists. The bright cars have started rolling out on the blue, green, and orange lines. They're part of a large public art push around next week's Democratic National Convention. The train car project was led by Chicago artist Bob Faust.
What we have is these really tight personal stories being executed by emerging artists across the city, but then they're exploded into like these super scaled moving billboards. So like you've got this like really tight, lovely intention that's being shared in this massive way.
Artists include Brandon Bro, Territory, and Carlos Rolan. A look at weather, rainy and cloudy tonight, a low around 70 degrees. Expect overnight showers. Friday will be rainy and hot with highs reaching the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.